Evidence at the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse raises serious questions about how to treat cases where a person's been accused but not convicted of multiple child sex offences. The Commission has heard how the Queensland Academy of Sport was delighted to welcome coach Scott Volkers back to full duties after prosecutors dropped sexual assault charges against him in 2002. It was told that the Academy's management ignored pleas from a child advocacy group and the husband of an alleged victim of Volkers that his employment be terminated. Samantha Donovan reports.
Scott Volkers was the head coach of the Queensland Academy of Sport in 2002 when he was charged with 7 counts of sexual assault against 3 of his former pupils. The Academy put him on restricted duties and he was to have no contact with swimmers. But when the charges were dropped 6 months later, the Academy said it was delighted to welcome him back to normal duties. The Royal Commission Chairman Peter McClellan quizzed the Academy's former Executive Director, Alex Bauman.
Did you think that a court had resolved the matter, did you?
Well, that was my understanding.
Well, is it still your understanding or do you appreciate now that that is not what happened?
Well, it was still my understanding that there was a resolution.
There was a resolution, but you've told us that you believe the court resolved the matter. Do you now have an understanding that that is not what happened?
Well, no, I still have a understanding that that's what happened, that the Department of Public Prosecution dropped the charges.
Meaning that the allegations remained unresolved by a court. Did you understand that?
Yes, I understand that now.
The Commission heard today that after the charges against Volkers were dropped, Shane Gilbert, then the husband of Julie Gilbert, one of the women who alleges she was abused by Volkers, asked to meet with Alex Bauman. He wanted to discuss his concerns about Volkers' employment. But Mr. Bauman has confirmed today he refused to meet with Mr. Gilbert.
Because Mr. Volkers was reinstated to full duties at the Queensland Academy of Sport, and I really didn't think a meeting was beneficial.
But Mr. Volker's reinstatement was the very issue that Mr. Gilbert wanted to discuss with you.
Yes, I'm not sure what the question is. I just didn't think there was any point in the meeting.
Both Alex Bauman and his successor, Bennett King, have told the Commission today that because Volkers was coaching the coaches rather than the swimmers themselves, they weren't concerned about his continuing employment at the Academy. A year after the charges against Volkers were dropped, he was seconded to the position of head coach of the national women's team. Justice McClellan was sceptical of Alex Bauman's position that being head coach of the Australian women's team wouldn't have had him in close contact with the swimmers.
Are you suggesting that he was remote from the athletes when they were training and performing?
No, he would be involved in the meetings and obviously responsible for the team.
And also, as a consequence, he had to be involved with the athletes, didn't he?
Well, he would have some contact and obviously conversations with the athletes.
The Commission heard today that years after the charges against Volkers were dropped, another swimmer made a complaint of sexual abuse against Volkers, this time to the Queensland Anti-Discrimination Commission. Counsel assisting the Royal Commission, Caroline Spruce, read the allegations to Mr. Bauman.
Scott could probably see I was uncomfortable because I was tense in the face and he put the towel back down to where it was, but then started to massage my breasts. By this I mean he was using both hands to rub my breasts. Scott had a vibrating massage tool, put it on my vagina so that it was resting against my skin. My legs were slightly apart as I was naturally laying there.
Alex Bauman told the Commission he agreed that they were disturbing allegations, but said he wasn't made aware of them when he was the Executive Director. By 2009, Queensland Academy of Sport employees needed a blue card to work with children, and Scott Volkers was refused the clearance. The current head of the Academy of Sport, Bennett King, has told the Commission today because Volkers was such a good coach, he was happy to keep employing him without a blue card. Counsel assisting the Commission, Caroline Spruce.
Do you agree that you did not prioritise the safety and well-being of the athletes?
What I was doing was trying to ensure that swimming remained strong, because swimming kept on giving me the advice that this person was very good for their sport in terms of his knowledge technically and tactically for their athletes.
Scott Volkers has consistently denied the allegations against him. The Royal Commission hearings continue tomorrow.
Samantha Donovan.